Well, it's a beautiful thing what Phil's been able to do for us. He laid out all the different symbols and different things, and they're in color. We can get a good idea of what all the symbols are. So with that, I'd like to share with you about the Epiphany Star. And it comes from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him." The Christmas Rose. I always liked this one because for a long time, what is the Rose of Sharon? And I think by looking at all these symbols and so forth on the Chrismon program, gives you a better idea of things. And maybe you, like me, now I understand what the Rose of Sharon is. In Isaiah chapter 35, verses 1 and 2, the desert and the parched land will be glad, and the wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it'll burst into bloom, it'll rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. The manger. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, it says, "In those days Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken in the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, in Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths, placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." The angel. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. "And there were shepherds lying out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said unto them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign unto you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth, lying in a manger.' Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.'"